Aloha, beautiful soul. You're listening to the Uplifting Podcast. I'm your host, Randy Lee. I am a soulful business coach and public speaker who is obsessed with human design and continuous growth and evolution. This podcast is for the soul-driven woman who is ready to energetically align with the highest version of herself so she can make quantum leaps in her life and business. My mission is to help you uncover your naked truth, the real you when you strip down all the conditioning and limiting beliefs around who you should be, stop making excuses, and step into your true power. Each week, I bring you powerful conversations with women who are taking up space and owning their zone of genius, as well as solo episodes from me to support your journey to live an authentic life. If you're ready to liberate your true self and uplevel all areas of your life and business, then you've come to the right place. Thank you so much for pressing play. Now let's find out what's uplifting you today. Wow. 2020 has been a year of epic changes and big transformation for everyone. This year has brought welcome changes for some, while others have faced a lot of resistance. Maybe you have felt as though you've had to walk through fire, unsure if you can make it out on the other side. 2020 will be remembered as the Great Awakening. Awakening what is not working and what is no longer serving us. Awakening us to the higher truth of who we are and our purpose for being here. It is no longer about getting back to normal. The old paradigm and way of doing things is dying, and a new vision of what is possible is being birthed. You are here at this time for a reason, for a purpose. Imagine if you could be a midwife and doula for the new world to come. What if you could rise from the ashes of 2020 and transform those ashes into fertile soil to grow and evolve from in 2021? Each of us is a unique expression of life itself, and it's our duty to step into that power so we can be a beneficial presence on the planet. I am so excited to announce our first two-day boot camp, Rise of the Phoenix, where Lucy and I are creating a sacred space for you to release and cleanse from all of the heavy energy of 2020 and call in a new vision for your life and the collective. By the end of this two-day boot camp, you will release old perspectives, expectations, and outcomes you've been attached to into the fire so that the new can be born. You will transform what has happened in 2020 into fuel for your mission and purpose so that you can make the impact that you were sent here to create. You'll also set goals and intentions for 2021 that are in alignment with your highest self so you can stay grounded and rooted regardless of what's going on outside of you. After this boot camp, you will rise as a leader in the birthing of a new paradigm to create a world that is kind and just for all. This two-day boot camp is happening November 10th and November 11th. There are two different options for you to attend this boot camp. The first is a ticket just for the bootcamp itself, and the second is a ticket for the event, plus you'll receive a bootcamp box that includes a journal and a pen, ceremonial-grade cacao, an intention candle, a marble bowl and lighter for the releasing ceremony, a bubble bath bomb for self-care, crystals, exclusive essential oil blend, and shipping will be included for everyone within the U.S., You can still order if you're international, but there will be a $10 shipping fee. Tickets for the bootcamp box must be purchased by October 12th to receive it in time for the event. You can still order after the 13th of October, but there is no guarantee that the bootcamp box will arrive on time. Space is limited to create intimacy, so go and grab your spot today. We're so excited to see you rise from the ashes of 2020 and fully step into your power. Aloha, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Uplifting Podcast. My guest today is Pragito Dove, who is a global authority on expressive meditation and the founder of the number one expressive meditation training school in North America. As an internationally recognized author, hypnotherapist, coach, and speaker,
With over 20 years of experience, she helps entrepreneurs, leaders, and CEOs align their mindset to allow more peace, time, and financial freedom. She shows you how to change your money blueprint, recondition your mind for automatic abundance, and use spiritual laws to create real world success. Welcome to the podcast, Pragito.
Well, thank you so much, Randy. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm so excited to talk with you. I like to start the conversation with you sharing a story from your past that got you in the work that you're doing today as a leader in this field of expressive meditation.
Well, I had a very challenging childhood. Cruel mother, actually. My father was very nice, but he wasn't in his power, so he didn't stand up for himself. So he didn't stand up for me either. And so I had a lot of anger, a lot of pain, and a lot of fear. I was actually terrified of my mother. And I stuffed it down when I was a child. I just decided I was going to live in my head and stuff all my feelings down, which worked and got me through high school and then through college. I got a master's in education. But then after that, in my 20s, I realized I was an emotional mess. And I started to look around to what could help me heal. And I could not do meditation. I couldn't just sit there in silence in the lotus position because I had all this emotional turmoil and overly busy mind, and my body was full of tension. I was smoking about 30 cigarettes a day and I had a recurring back pain. I searched and searched, and I heard about these meditations which had been created by a Zen master called Osho. And he was in Pune in India, which is about a 30-minute plane ride from Mumbai. By that time, I'd found out my husband when I was having an affair when I was 6 months pregnant. So it's like my life had just turned into this huge mess. So I just decided to go with my son and see if I could find some solutions, because I knew that I had to heal myself. Because if I didn't, I was going to transmit all this anger, fear, and pain to my son, and then we'd have another person who was a big mess. So that was my intention. And fortunately for me, it paid off, because what I found in Osho's meditation resort in India was a whole range of expressive meditation techniques. Yes, he taught the traditional sitting in silence, but also a range of techniques like the laughter meditation, the tears meditation, dancing, humming, gibberish, dynamic. The idea of these techniques is, in the first stage, you express out what needs to be expressed out. So your laughter and your joy, or it might be your grief and your tears, or it might be your anger and frustration and rage. So you get to express your emotions out in the container of a meditation context. So there's no judgment that it's bad to be sad or it's bad to be angry. It's just a neutral situation where you can dump all those emotions out. And then in the second stage, you sit in silence. And something quite extraordinary happens with that, because it's like you take the lid off the internal pressure cooker, and as you release all this inner clutter, then you're creating a lot of space, which gets filled up with silence. And it helps you drop down deeper to your center, 2 inches below the navel, quicker. Those are really what saved my sanity, those expressive meditations. And the other thing that helped me tremendously was I took a hypnotherapy training, and I couldn't do it on myself. I had to find hypnotherapists who worked on me to change the blueprints in my subconscious, where I had learned fear, lack, and scarcity, that there isn't enough love, there isn't enough money. So, of course, my life reflected that. And by changing those blueprints and releasing so much inner tensions and turmoil, I completely changed my life. And then I just started sharing. I started a hypnotherapy practice. So I do hypnotherapy and coaching, and I still do that. And I started teaching the meditations, and I now do trainings. I now have the number one training school in North America for expressive meditation. I have a new book out called Lunchtime Enlightenment, which just released in August, which went to number one on Amazon as a bestseller. And I have, it's chock full of meditation techniques and everything that helped me to get to where I am now, which is I have a very successful business and I'm happy, a happy life, because I found inner peace. That's what I found.
That's so beautiful. That's so powerful. I love meditation so much, but I've actually never tried an expressive meditation. So I want to hear more about that. What really differentiates it from a traditional meditation practice? And what have you seen are some of those benefits? I know you described some of them, but I think a lot of people are like you, where they have a lot of resistance to just sitting down, laying down in silence and doing meditation, and it holds them back from getting into that practice. So I see this expressive meditation as something that could be helpful for so many people.
Yes, it certainly is. So I'll take the laughter meditation as an example, because one of my favorite techniques, and it's obviously very popular.
Yeah, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, it really is. So the first stage is we just laugh. So to get yourself laughing, My suggestion is you put your arms in there and you can shout, Yahoo! 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 And you just start laughing like that. Or you can also use, you know, there's tons of funny videos on YouTube or anything to get yourself laughing. And if when you're starting, it might be easier to do it with at least one friend. And so laughter has an amazing number of benefits. First of all, for your health, because when we laugh, we release a tremendous amount of tensions from the body, and it really helps the body become more relaxed. So number one, it's good for your health. The second thing is you can't be worried and laughing at the same time. So laughter really helps to erase anxiety, fear, worry from the mind when you do it on a consistent basis. And I recommend that everybody laughs every day, you know, even if it's just for 30 seconds or 1 minute. Make a habit of having a laughter practice every day in your life. So laughter really helps with the mind so that you're not so much at the effect of the mind, because fear lives in the mind. And then laughter also opens the heart. You cannot hate somebody that you're laughing with. The more you can laugh, the more you are opening up your heart chakra, your throat chakra, all your chakras for that matter. And you're doing a very powerful healing on your body and also enhancing all your relationships. Because people like people who laugh, who are fun to be around, because included in laughter is fun, having fun and being playful and having joy. And all those qualities are very attractive qualities to attract other people to you. So laughter is one of my main recommendations for people for the law of attraction. If you want to attract anything, you know, whether you want to attract clients or you want to attract friends or you're looking for a new boyfriend or girlfriend, laughter is a great help for that. And then on the soul level, laughter helps us drop deeper down to our center, to which is below the navel, to connect with our soul, our spirit. So the laughter meditation, the first stage is we laugh, no talking in English, no talking in any language you understand, just pure laughter. Nobody has to be a stand-up comedian or tell jokes. Just start laughing. And if you think it's not possible, try it, do it, and you'll see. You'll find that you actually have an endless supply of laughter within you. And then the second stage is sitting in silence. And you take the energy of the laughter inside, and that helps you to really feel the energy of the laughter and the effect it's having on your body, mind, and heart. And it helps you drop down quicker and deeper to your center when you do laughter first and then sit in silence.
Wow, I love that so much. And while you were laughing, I just got a smile on my face and I could already feel those chemicals and that joy being brought to the surface. And I think that's so powerful to have a laughter practice. That's something I'm going to make sure that I incorporate into my practice. So thank you so much for that. I'm curious how you see meditation and hypnotherapy working together, because I know you do both.
Yes.
How do they help one another? What is the difference and how do you incorporate them?
Well, that's a great question. And they do help each other because with hypnotherapy, I'm working with the subconscious. I take people beyond the conscious mind, deeper than the conscious mind, to the subconscious, where all the answers lie. That's where your inner wisdom is, the wisdom of your heart, the wisdom of your body, and access to your higher self, your soul or your spirit, whichever word you like to use. And that's where, on that deeper level, we can do the healing, healing emotional wounds, changing old blueprints that don't work for you anymore, changing old beliefs that don't work for you anymore, and changing any decisions you might have made earlier in your life that don't serve you now. And so we're working at that very deep level in the hypnotherapy. And these expressive meditations, well, in fact, all meditation, takes you deep down within yourself, because meditation is not a thought, it is an experience. Peace is an experience, a feeling state, as is love, and as is joy, as is sadness. So what we're doing with the meditations is also dropping deeper down to access any emotions, any beliefs, that need to be healed, that need to be changed. And we're doing a massive sort of clutter clearing with the meditation techniques, particularly with the expressive meditation techniques. And so they work very well together to help you to be able to live from that place of peace and calm and wisdom and love and creativity down in your center, which we all have within us. We all have that place within us. And as I'm sure you know, Randy, from your work, what's happened is we've been possibly abused in different ways, or hurt or deceived or manipulated in all kinds of different ways. This happens a lot to us as children, unfortunately. And so we need to go back there and heal everything. And the good news is all of it can be healed. All the wounds can be healed. All decisions you made can be changed with your permission, everything with your permission, of course. As you clear out all this inner turmoil, you reach that place of divine abiding, which is untouched. Nobody can abuse your soul or your spirit. Nobody can touch it. So it's still there. Even if you're feeling really bad about yourself and, you know, things aren't going well, your soul is always there for you, full of love and light and wisdom. And really, all we have to do is clear out the inner clutter, and then we get realigned with our soul, with our spirit. And then we can live our life from that place. And that's what's happened to me. And so now it's my greatest joy to, I offer trainings, I offer individual sessions to help people find that same peace and joy and love and creativity that I found, because it's totally doable. It's totally possible to do it.
I love that. And I think it's so important that we get in touch with our subconscious mind, because if we don't bring that into our awareness, then it becomes really difficult to actually make real transformation in our lives.
Yep.
Say somebody doesn't have access to hypnotherapy, what would be another way that they could start to access the subconscious mind and start to change those blueprints?
You mean apart from hypnotherapy?
Yeah, apart from hypnotherapy.
Well, it all starts with awareness that, first of all, you become aware, okay, my life is not working the way I want. And usually it's not our whole lives that aren't working. It's usually maybe one or two or possibly three areas. So you bring awareness to it and bring awareness with compassion for yourself. Very important to have compassion for yourself and non-judgment and accept what is. So that's the first step. Okay, this my relationship over here, this is a big mess, or my finances are a mess, or I would like a better job, or I need to relocate, whatever it is. So first of all, get clear on what you want to change. Because the more awareness you bring, the more light you can shine on those areas which are not the way you want. And you can always pray to your angels, to the divine, whoever you pray to show you how, to help you, because the divine will help you. I've seen many miracles happen to people. It's quite extraordinary, and I've experienced a lot myself too, so that I might meet a person surprisingly, or somebody might unexpectedly leave me some money, or you might just go to the beach and get some incredible insights because you're looking at that. You're bringing awareness to it and trying to help yourself, yeah? Become free of unconscious conditionings that don't serve you.
I love that. I think something that many people, especially right now with what's going on in the world, are struggling with is their relationship with money and bringing in more abundance into their life. How can people start to transform their own money blueprint to create more abundance in their life?
First of all, you can sit down with yourself and maybe get a pad and a pen and ask yourself this: what did I learn about money from my mother? And just write down what you learned about money from your mother. Then do the same with your father. What did I learn about money from my father? And that's going to be a powerful exercise in itself, because you're probably going to find that your parents, because our parents do this, bless their hearts, but they do it unconsciously, passed on certain programmings or fear, lack, and scarcity program about money, which they inherited from their parents. And so it goes back down the lineage. And so the more aware you can become of what your habits are, what your beliefs are around money, the more easy it is to become free of them. And also, I always ask people, do you look at your money? And I asked this question because I never used to look at my money. I didn't like looking at it, so I didn't look at it. And I had to look at it. So I suggest you look at your money, your financial situation, at least once a week or twice a week to start with, maybe. And just keep track of how much you have in your checking and savings, how much you have on your credit cards. And always remembering non-judgment of yourself and compassion. Because if what you're looking at is not what you want, just let that be okay. Don't start judging yourself to go, oh, I'm so stupid because I don't have any money or something. No, just have compassion and non-judgment, and you will find that you come to a clarity. If you look at what you're spending money on, maybe I could spend less money on this. Or maybe I could bring more awareness to where my money is going or how it's coming in. And maybe that would help me have more of a balance. Yes? So I would start with that. And that will bring some big shifts in your awareness, getting insight into yourself about your relationship with money.
Yeah, that's huge. I know I was the same way and used to avoid my money. And now I have regular dates with my money and I enjoy looking at it and I make it a fun event. And I think that that's something that people can incorporate into it if they are feeling some of that resistance towards it, because I know that was definitely something that I faced in the beginning, as well as, like you said, it was almost like shame and guilt over all of the debt that I had gotten myself into. And I think that avoidance actually is what made it worse, right? So when I finally like sat down and was like, wow, this, I'm in debt $30,000. And I got on the phone with somebody who told me that if I continued to pay how I was paying, which I wasn't paying the minimum, I was paying, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times some months, the minimum balance, but I would have spent over $100,000 trying to pay off all of this debt. You know, without that awareness, I would have continued down that hole. And I had to really be kind with myself and be like, okay, now we're taking responsibility. Now we're taking ownership. Yes. And yes, this is what's going to actually make the transformation. So are there any other tips that you might have for somebody who's like just really feeling so much resistance towards doing this?
Well, I mean, it's the resistance that's your problem, actually, not the money, because money is a symptom. It's not actually what I found, because I've been doing private sessions for almost 23 years now, and what I found is that actually at the root of money issues is love. It's about self-love, self-acceptance, self-respect, and being kind to yourself and all the things we've just talked about. I had to completely change my attitude to money as well, Randy, similar to what you've described. I actually filed bankruptcy at one point, but I had to really sort of stop having a negative attitude to it, stop trying to shove the responsibility off onto somebody else, and just step up and own it and look at it, you know, and as I say, with compassion and non-judgment of myself, because for some people, money is a major lesson this lifetime, and for other people, it isn't. Some people, money just comes. I have a client like this. She's like a magnet, but she has other things to look at. She has other issues. So I think the acceptance of the fact that you have to take responsibility for your money is key, and love yourself through it. I think those are very fundamental. Just keep loving yourself and get help. Maybe you know someone who's a bookkeeper or an accountant, but get help.
I totally agree. Getting help really helped me release that shame, and a lot of the feelings around money came from a lack of self-worth and not feeling like I was worthy. And doing a lot of that inner work actually made it so much easier for me to transform my relationship and beliefs around money.
Yes, exactly. See, just the act of getting some help, because you recognize there was a problem, so get some help. You know, there's no shame in getting help. And then you can start to shift things. And certainly we learn to value ourselves more, value our services, value who we are as a person, and believe in ourselves and believe that we are deserving, because every single person on this planet is deserving of love, is deserving of abundance on every level. I mean, we are abundant beings in an abundant universe. So there's nobody that actually doesn't deserve it. So if you believe that, that is not true. And the work is to change that belief and really love yourself unconditionally.
I agree 100%. Abundance really is our birthright. I see so much power in us investing in ourselves and how that can really help us to enhance our sense of self-worth and accelerate this process of transformation. So what do you see as some of the benefits of investing in yourself?
It's allowing yourself to be vulnerable, like instead of fighting the situation or thinking you know everything, obviously you don't know everything. I had a fantastic coach once, and he said something I'll never forget. He said, if your life isn't going the way you want it, it means there's something you don't know. So yeah, there's some area of your life that isn't the way you want it. There's something you don't know. And so when you're willing to spend money and invest in yourself, that's a very powerful statement you're making to the universe. And what you're saying is, I am worth spending this X amount of dollars on because I am worth it. And the first person that has to believe that you are worthy and of value is you. It doesn't matter if the whole rest of the world thinks you're valuable and this wonderful person. If you don't, then you know, you're not going to be able to up-level your life. So the first statement has to come from you. And that's what I like about hiring a coach or somebody, whoever it is, to help you, is that you're making a big statement to the universe that you are worthy of spending that money on you. And then the universe sort of conspires to support you to get that money reflected back. That's what happened to me the first time I invested big time in a coach to help me with my money. He was expensive. But I took a deep breath and I just put it down on my credit card. I didn't have the money, but I put it on the credit card. And it was extraordinary what happened. I got the money back by the time the credit card statement was due. I had got that money back and could just pay it off. And I just went on from there, you know, because of what he taught me. But I think the most powerful thing I did was investing in myself to start with, because he could only help me once I'd signed up with him. And I see it with people who sign up with me. Once they make the decision to invest the money in themselves, then you're already almost 90% there, because 90% of success is showing up. And just to show up for yourself, willing to be vulnerable, willing to learn, you are rewarded big time. That's my experience of my own life and all the clients I work with. And I'm sure it is with you too, Randy.
Absolutely. I believe we have to act first and then the universe follows, right? So we have to make that first action of investing in ourselves before the money will actually manifest itself. It's not the other way around. We can't just wait for the money to manifest itself and then feel good enough to invest it in ourselves. So I want to hear more about your new book. Tell us more about that.
Well, thank you. So the title is Lunchtime Enlightenment, Expressive Meditations for Manifesting Peace, Prosperity, and Passion. I talk about 8 main principles of meditation, which are relaxation, because meditation is based on relaxation, laughter, learning to witness the mind so you're not at the effect of the mind, learning to disidentify from the mind, which is, you know, the mind could cause us so many problems, practicing non-judgment, and the miracle of acceptance. That's very powerful when you understand how that works. Discovering trust, which I think is our hidden wealth, the art of compassion, and the alchemy of love, healing your heart, and awareness, the master key. So I go into those topics in depth. There's a lot of meditations in the book, including all the expressive ones I mentioned. And I also, because I teach manifesting a lot, there's meditations that can help you with manifesting what you want, help you attract in what you want.
I love it. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. So my final question for you is related to taking inspired action, because I believe that's how we really start to take these conversations and transform our lives. So what would be 3 action steps that somebody could take today to live a more uplifted life?
they could go to my website and sign up for my newsletter. It's all free, because then you start to get information which is going to help you enhance your life. You could check out my book, where again, it's on Amazon. More information to help you enhance your life big time. The amount of help you get in that book, the Kindle version, I think it's just under $8. You know, that's a huge amount of helpful information you can get there for just under $8. And I'd say the third inspired action is, depending what your area of your problematic area is, I'll just take money as an example. If it is money, I suggest you get a yellow pad or a white pad and a pen and sit down and follow the suggestions I made in this call to bring more awareness and more clarity to your financial situation. And then look into getting help, because all these things can be resolved. Everybody has the possibility to be abundant on every level, abundant in money, abundant in love, and abundant with health and fitness.
Thank you so much for being here and for sharing your love and light and wisdom so openly with my audience. So where can my audience find you and learn more about you?
So the best place to go is my website, which is www.discovermeditation.com. And if you go /contact, then you will find the page where I have free gifts for people when they sign up for my Laughing Buddhas Network newsletter.
I'm definitely going to be checking that out. I want to learn more about this laughing meditation. It sounds so incredible. I know that this episode is going to really be impactful for so many. So thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Randy. It's been my great pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me. I know you could literally be anywhere else doing anything else. So the fact that you've chosen to be here with me means the world. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. My favorite thing is connecting with you on Instagram. So come follow me at I Am Randy Lee and take a screenshot of this episode to let me know what resonated with you the most or what your biggest takeaways are. You can also rate and review the podcast on iTunes, which helps get the podcast heard by more people. I personally read all of the reviews and love hearing how I can continue to improve this podcast for you. Don't forget that you are uniquely made, and that is your superpower. Until next time, stay uplifted.